For Little Friends by Anne Woodbury Moore, Daniel's Choice. Daniel chose not to eat the king's meat nor the wine which he drank. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. When King Nebuchadnezzar and his soldiers attacked Jerusalem, they captured many Israelites and took them to Babylon. The king gave his chief officer an important job to pick out the smartest and healthiest of the Israelite children, bring them to the palace, and teach them the language and learning of the scholars there. Four of the children were Daniel and his friend, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Living in the palace was very different from living at home. In the palace they were given Babylonian names, Belshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were fed special foods. The king himself ate these foods, but Daniel knew they were not good for them. He asked the chief officer to not make him eat them nor drink the wine. The chief officer said that Daniel must eat them or he would be less healthy, and the king might have him, the chief officer, killed. Because he did not want the chief officer to be killed, Daniel asked that he and his friends be given pulse, vegetables, and water for 10 days. Then after being compared to the other children, if the four friends were less healthy, they would eat the king's food. The chief officer agreed. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his friends were strong and full of energy. They looked healthier than the other children, and they were much wiser than even the king's own counselors. Barbershop by Susan N. Mossman. The barber wraps me in a sheet when I sit in his chair. I hear his scissors snip, snip, snipping as he quickly cuts my hair. He lets me hold the mirror and comb, and if my neck gets prickly, he sweeps it with his little broom. It's nice and soft and tickly. The barber pole goes round and round with stripes that never stop. I wonder where those stripes all go when they get to the top. Chocolate lambs. To make chocolate lambs, you will need a plain chocolate candy bar, whipping cream, and a few chocolate chips. 1. Ask an older person to grate the candy bar into a small bowl, then whip the cream in another bowl. 2. For each lamb, put 4 heaping spoons of whipped cream on a piece of wax paper and spread the cream into a lamb shape. 3. Sprinkle a generous amount of grated chocolate all over the lamb, then poke 2 chocolate chips in for eyes. 4. Very carefully tilt the paper and very gently shake the excess chocolate back into the small bowl to use on another lamb. 5. Put the lambs in the freezer for at least 4 hours before eating. Good books for little friends. In the Tall, Tall Grass and in the Small, Small Pond by Denise Fleming. Show a caterpillar and a frog respectively, accompanying you as you see the creatures that inhabit each place. The text on each double spread is about a half dozen words that use a rhyme in describing and identifying each creature. Bobby the Mostly Silky by David McKelvey. Bobby wasn't as fancy as the other chickens, but she was the best parent the baby chicks could have. The Adventures of Taxi Dog by Deborah and Sal Baraka, inspired by a dog who really did ride with the driver of a taxi. The authors tell in rhyme of Maxie, a stray who was adopted, and the adventures he had with taxi passengers. A singer, a woman rushing to the hospital to have a baby, and 2 clowns with a chimp. 3 Good Blankets by Ida Luttrell. The old woman had only a ragged blanket to help her keep warm in her drafty house. The donkey that carried her firewood, the goat that gave her milk and cheese, and the dog that protected her from wolves were cold too. Her 3 children had little more than she did, but they each gave her a good blanket. Can you guess what she did with them? End of the section for Little Friends.